The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. Audiobook produced by Klaus Dieter Mollend, Rostock, Germany. Published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. This file can be skipped, if you like, as it only gives you the summary of the contents. Maybe, for this purpose you are preferring the written text. Navigation is easy. Each file bears a referring chapter number and section number and a short description, according to the referring headline. The MP3 tagging is correctly and professionally done. Much to my regret at the moment, technically it is not possible to jump from an acoustically mentioned headline to the referring file, as this is for example very easily made with links with markup languages. An acoustical markup language at the moment, as far as I know, does not exist. Contents. Preface. Subject Index. Chapter 1. The King of the Wood. Section 1. Diana and Verbius. Section 2. Artemis and Hippolytus. Section 3. Recapitulation. Chapter 2. Priestly Kings. Chapter 3. Sympathetic Magic. Section 1. The Principles of Magic. Section 2. Homeopathic or Imitative Magic. Section 3. Contagious Magic. Section 4. The Magician's Progress. Chapter 4. Magic and Religion. Chapter 5. The Magical Control of the Weather. Section 1. The Public Magician. Section 2. The Magical Control of Rain. Section 3. The Magical Control of the Sun. Section 4. The Magical Control of the Wind. Chapter 6. Magicians as Kings. Chapter 7. Incarnate Human Gods. Chapter 8. Departmental Kings of Nature. Chapter 9. The Worship of Trees. Section 1. Tree Spirits. Section 2. Beneficent Powers of Tree Spirits. Chapter 10. Relics of Tree Worship in Modern Europe. Chapter 11. The Influence of the Sexes on Vegetation. Chapter 12. The Sacred Marriage. Section 1. Diana as a Goddess of Fertility. Section 2. The Marriage of the Gods. Chapter 13. The Kings of Rome and Alba. Section 1. Numa and Egeria. Section 2. The King as Jupiter. Chapter 14. Succession to the Kingdom in Ancient Latium. Chapter 15. The Worship of the Oak. Chapter 16. Dianus and Diana. Chapter 17. The Burden of Royalty. Section 1. Royal and Priestly Taboos. Section 2. Divorce of the Spiritual from the Temporal Power. Chapter 18. The Perils of the Soul. Section 1. The Soul as a Mannequin. Section 2. Absence and Recall of the Soul. Section 3. The Soul as a Shadow and a Reflection. Chapter 19. Tabooed Acts. Section 1. Taboos on Intercourse with Strangers. Section 2. Taboos on Eating and Drinking. Section 3. Taboos on Showing the Face. Section 4. Taboos on Quitting the House. Section 5. Taboos on Leaving Food Over. Chapter 20. Tabooed Persons. Section 1. Chiefs and Kings Tabooed. Section 2. Mourners Tabooed. Section 3. Women Tabooed at Menstruation and Childbirth. Section 4. Warriors Tabooed. Section 5. Manslayers Tabooed. Section 6. Hunters and Fishers Tabooed. Chapter 21. Tabooed Things. Section 1. The Meaning of Taboo. Section 2. Iron Tabooed. Section 3. Sharp Weapons Tabooed. Section 4. Blood Tabooed. Section 5. The Head Tabooed. Section 6. Hair Tabooed. Section 7. Ceremonies at Hair Cutting. Section 8. Disposal of Gut Hair and Nails. Section 9. Spittle tabooed. Section 10. Foods tabooed. Section 11. Knots and rings tabooed. Chapter 22. Tabooed words. Section 1. Personal names tabooed. Section 2. Names of relations tabooed. Section 3. Names of the dead tabooed. Section 4. Names of kings and other sacred persons tabooed. Section 5. Names of gods tabooed. Chapter 23. Our debt to the savage. Chapter 24. The killing of the divine king. Section 1. The mortality of the gods. Section 2. Kings killed when their strength fails. Section 3. Kings killed at the end of a fixed term. Chapter 25. Temporary kings. Chapter 26. Sacrifice of the king's son. Chapter 27. Succession to the soul. Chapter 28. The killing of the tree spirit. Section 1. The wits untied mummers. Section 2. Burying the carnival. Section 3. Carrying out death. Section 4. Bringing in summer. Section 5. Battle of summer and winter. Section 6. Death and resurrection of Kostra Bongo. Section 7. Death and revival of vegetation. Section 8. Analogous rites in India. Section 9. The magic spring. Chapter 29. The myth of Adonis. Chapter 30. Adonis in Syria. Chapter 31. Adonis in Cyprus. Chapter 32. The ritual of Adonis. Chapter 33. The gardens of Adonis. Chapter 34. The myth and ritual of Attius. Chapter 35. Attis is a god of vegetation. Chapter 36. Human representatives of Attius. Chapter 37. Oriental religions in the West. Chapter 38. The myth of Osiris. Chapter 39. The ritual of Osiris. Section 1. The papillote rites. Section 2. The official rites. Chapter 40. The nature of Osiris. Section 1. Osiris a corn god. Section 2. Osiris a tree spirit. Section 3. Osiris a god of fertility. Section 4. Osiris a god of the dead. Chapter 41. Isis. Chapter 42. Osiris and the sun. Chapter 43. Dionysus. Chapter 44. Demeter and Persephone. Chapter 45. Corn mother and corn maiden in Northern Europe. Chapter 46. Corn mother in many lands. Section 1. The corn mother in America. Section 2. The rice mother in the East Indies. Section 3. The spirit of the corn embodied in human beings. Section 4. The double personification of the corn as mother and daughter. Chapter 47. Litores. Section 1. Songs of the corn reapers. Section 2. Killing the corn spirit. Section 3. Human sacrifices for the crops. Section 4. The corn spirit slain in his human representatives. Chapter 48. The corn spirit as an animal. Section 1. Animal embodiments of the corn spirit. Section 2. The corn spirit as a wolf or a dog. Section 3. The corn spirit as a cock. Section 4. The corn spirit as a hare. Section 5. The corn spirit as a cat. Section 6. The corn spirit as a goat. Section 7. The corn spirit as a bull, cow, or ox. Section 8. The corn spirit as a horse or mare. Section 9. The corn spirit as a pig, boar or sow. Section 10. On the animal embodiments of the corn spirit. Chapter 49. Ancient deities of vegetation as animals. Section 1. Dionysus, the goat and the bull. Section 2. Demeter, the pig and the horse. Section 3. Attis, Adonis, and the pig. Section 4. Osiris, the pig and the bull. Section 5. Verbius and the horse. Chapter 50. Eating the god. Section 1. The sacrament of first fruits. Section 2. Eating the god among the Aztecs. Section 3. Many mani at Arisha. Chapter 51. Homeopathic magic of a flesh diet. Chapter 52. Killing the divine animal. Section 1. Killing the sacred buzzard. Section 2. Killing the sacred ram. Section 3. Killing the sacred serpent. Section 4. Killing the sacred turtles. Section 5. Killing the sacred bear. Chapter 53. The propitiation of wild animals by hunters. Chapter 54. Types of animal sacrament. Section 1. The Egyptian and the Aino types of sacrament. Section 2. Processions with sacred animals. Chapter 55. The transference of evil. Section 1. The transference to inanimate objects. Section 2. The transference to animals. Section 3. The transference to men. Section 4. The transference of evil in Europe. Chapter 56. The public expulsion of evils. Section 1. The omnipresence of demons. Section 2. The occasional expulsion of evils. Section 3. The periodic expulsion of evils. Chapter 57. Public scapegoats. Section 1. The expulsion of embodied evils. Section 2. The occasional expulsion of evils in a material vehicle. Section 3. The periodic expulsion of evils in a material vehicle. Section 4. On scapegoats in general. Chapter 58. Human scapegoats in classical antiquity. Section 1. The human scapegoat in ancient Rome. Section 2. The human scapegoat in ancient Greece. Section 3. The Roman Saturnalia. Chapter 59. Killing the god in Mexico. Chapter 60. Between heaven and earth. Section 1. Not to touch the earth. Section 2. Not to see the sun. Section 3. The seclusion of girls at puberty. Section 4. Reasons for the seclusion of girls at puberty. Chapter 61. The myth of Balder. Chapter 62. The fire festivals of Europe. Section 1. The fire festivals in general. Section 2. The Lenten fires. Section 3. The Easter fires. Section 4. The Beltane fires. Section 5. The Midsummer fires. Section 6. The Halloween fires. Section 7. The Midwinter fires. Section 8. The Need fire. Chapter 63. The interpretation of the fire festivals. Section 1. On the fire festivals in general. Section 2. The solar theory of the fire festivals. Section 3. The purificatory theory of the fire festivals. Chapter 64. The burning of human beings in the fires. Section 1. The burning of effigies in the fires. Section 2. The burning of men and animals in the fires. Chapter 65. Balder and the mistletoe. Chapter 66. The external soul in folk tales. Chapter 67. The external soul in folk custom. Section 1. The external soul in inanimate things. Section 2. The external soul in plants. Section 3. The external soul in animals. Section 4. The ritual of death and resurrection. Chapter 68. The golden bough. Chapter 69. Farewell to Nemi.